I would love to call you back just as soon as I can.
The mailbox is full and cannot...
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. It's late. I'll be really quick. But just so you know, technology-wise, took care of some bugs, some issues, made one little cleanup, several, decided that I was putting the two operational servers I have, and I decided I am going to do, turn on my demo, my development machine. So I'm going to do that tomorrow and send my email out. The issue is there is something happening here tomorrow, so I hope that doesn't interrupt. But the plan is to, because I seem to be fairly stable, me. I am going to then worked out where I'll ask people, if somebody has a particular drive and is willing to be involved, I will make my focus what their drive is, just to get things going. The one of the fundamental focuses is the idea of tools for reconciliation, tools to communicate, and I will plan to make use of that. So these little issues of the mailbox being full and whatnot will become less of a problem, because I will be going to a larger audience in the sense of extended family, at least whoever I can find in the former church communities I was a part of and things of that nature. So that will be a focus. My pursuit of reconciliation is going full force. Anyway, there was one other thing I was going to tell you, and I don't know what it is, so... I am striving to be a blessing to others. I'm striving to be obedient to Christ. I have my errors, my stumbles. But I did go swimming today. When I started this swimming just over a month ago, I was doing 3 laps. Today I did 8. So, it's just like my walking. I started with a couple miles, now half marathon, 16 miles, whatnot, not a problem. My lady, my wife, I'm living that promise I made to you. Strive what I can do to live to be 90. I'm pursuing reconciliation in obedience to Christ. My love for you remains. You're my one and only. I will not turn from you. My lady, my wife, I love you, and I ask for you back.